Chapter 2. A Work of Art. The next day, Sir brought Andrew a larger piece of wood and an electric knife.
"I want you to make something out of this, Andrew," he said. "It can be anything you want."
While Sir watched, Andrew made a jewellery box. Sir looked at the jewellery box for a long time and was very impressed. After that, Andrew no longer served the meals. Sir ordered him to read books on furniture design instead, and Andrew soon learned to make cupboards and desks.
"These are incredible, Andrew," Sir said.
"Thank you, sir," Andrew replied. "I enjoy making them."
"Enjoy?" Sir repeated, confused. "I thought robots weren't able to enjoy anything."
"I thought so too, sir," Andrew replied. "But somehow the circuits of my brain work very easily when I make these designs. You often use the word enjoy, and it seems to describe the way I feel. Yes, sir, I think I enjoy making them."
Sir was silent for a short time, thinking about Andrew's words. Finally, he turned to Andrew.
"I think you are different from other robots, Andrew," he said. "Sometimes you react more like a human than a robot."
"I know that, sir, and it is very confusing," Andrew replied, "because I do not know if it is a good thing or a bad thing."
Sir took Andrew to the offices of US Robotics. As a member of the local government, Sir was able to get an appointment with the chief robo-psychologist, Merton Mansky. Andrew didn't understand their conversation at the time, but when he thought about it many years later, he was able to understand it properly. Mr. Mansky moved his fingers nervously on the table.
"Each robot is different, Mr. Martin," he said. "The design of their brain circuits is very complicated, and no two robots are identical. Of course, we build all the robots with brain circuits to obey the three laws. We will, of course, replace your robot."
"No," said Sir. "Andrew works perfectly, and he always obeys orders. He also makes beautiful products from wood. He produces works of art."
Mansky looked confused.
"That's strange," he said. "Of course, robots shouldn't think independently. We don't want our robots to be independent. Do you really think this one is creative?"
"See for yourself," replied Sir.
He showed Mansky a piece of wood with a picture carved on it. Every detail was perfect. Mansky was very surprised.
"Did the robot do that?" he asked. "There must be a mistake in his brain circuits."
He gave the piece of wood back and shook his head.
"Can you make another robot like Andrew?" asked Sir.
"Probably not," replied Mansky. "Nothing like this has ever happened before."
"Good. I'm happy Andrew is the only one," said Sir, smiling.
"I would like to have Andrew back so that I can study him," Mansky said. "Of course, we'll give you a replacement robot while he is with us."
"Sorry, but that's impossible," said Sir. He turned to Andrew. "Let's go home now."
"Yes, sir," said Andrew, and stood up to leave.